WFAI.com.
Beyond our borders. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up this hour of the show, what happens when you need an attorney? What happens when you don't get an attorney and somebody slaps you with some kind of a civil suit or worse? I know some people have gone to court, thought they could do it on their own, and boy, was that a big mistake. Anyway, I thought it'd be fun to kick it around, have a little conversation with my pal Jim Grau about looking for an attorney so you don't get ripped off. You know, we all got a zillion attorney jokes, and he's pretty funny, and he's got some good info that's coming up in It's Your Business, the bottom of the hour. Before we get to there, talking about It's Your Business, Jerry Sandusky in his jumpsuit finally sentenced to at least 30 years for sex abuse. You know, he's accused of that with 10 boys who are now young men. A couple of his accusers had the chance to confront him in court. He had a 15-minute rambling little speech talking about his own innocence and et cetera, how he wasn't guilty of those disgusting acts, which is just sickening to me. Delusional and certainly not sorry for what he's done when Mike McQuarrie flat out, at least in the one instance, caught him. So very tough to deny that. I'm believing McQuarrie, who would put themselves in that situation. And here's what the other side had to say, the prosecution, about that sentence and Sandusky and his delusional ideas about what didn't happen to the people that he victimized.
He displayed the same cowardice that he displayed when he preyed on children. He displayed it when he sat through the trial, as is his right, and remained silent and smirked. He displayed the same cowardice when he spoke today. And frankly, the defendant's behavior and statements today were consistent with the behavior throughout the period of time covered by the trial. That is, he displayed deviance, narcissism, a lack of feeling for the pain he caused others. The sentence that the court imposed today was a wise and proper one, and that it reflected the seriousness of the defendant's crimes, the harm that he caused, and the need to remove him from society.
Yep, he needed to be removed. 68 years old, he'll die in prison, and that's what Jerry Sandusky deserves to get, because putting those lives together that he destroyed, in some cases, just in all cases, irreparable harm. And how many families did he end up damaging? Let's hope that people see this, and if they are witnessing something that just doesn't seem right, they report it immediately. Maybe something good, if there's such a thing that you could attach to that, comes out of the Sandusky story, and people are more alert as to what can happen in a situation of authority or trust with a coach or somebody in charge and a younger person, because we know there are other situations of abuse in collegiate settings and other athletic parts of the world, we'll say, whether they're younger programs, high school level or grade school programs. I think you can never keep too much of a watchful eye to make sure there isn't any kind of strange abuse going on. And it's too bad, because certainly there are many people in positions of influencing children, rather, who do a fabulous job and shouldn't be lumped into this category. And they aren't, but we just need to be much more vigilant about it. All right, also moving from the horror show of Sandusky, put him away, throw him in the population, and that's the end of him. We move on to, speaking of the population, the voting population. We have less than a month to go. There are people that are doing the early voting thing and the absentee ballots. What kind of a trend will we see? Will Romney emerge? He certainly is making some huge gains. Talk about your bumps coming out of a debate. Who would think that it would be that big? And in some cases, we're talking about 5 points or more. That's significant. So last week's debate was a big deal, and the Obama people really let their guard down. I think that's one of the biggest parts of the story. If you've got the incumbent and you have 3 debates and you're the man, you're in control, you're there at the White House, how is it they weren't prepared for the first debate. How is it that he didn't come out swinging and has now blown like 6-point leads? In fact, the biggest swing state poll out of New Hampshire shows that Romney closed a 15-point deficit and actually pulled it within 6 points of President Obama. The WMUR Granite State poll shows Obama's in the lead, but what a huge gain for Romney over just 1 week. So there is something to the debates if there's that much of a bounce. And the debate performance from Obama, even he says, was terrible, making jokes about it when he's on the road. So next time out, next Tuesday, what's it going to be like? And, of course, the tail end of the week, we had the vice presidential debates. If Romney, his running mate, Ryan, were to really trounce in some way Joe Biden, you think that might help a little bit, too? You know, what ultimately do you think is going to come out of the VP debate? Does it help? Will Paul Ryan help Romney keep some momentum going? Or is this just, you know, part of the play until we get to the next presidential debate, which is on the 16th, and certainly people will be watching that one. The buzz over Big Bird is crazy, isn't it? Funny, the attachment to Big Bird, which is really PBS and paying for public broadcasting, and that whole tug of war over that. But Sesame Street really doesn't want to be in the middle of it. In fact, the Sesame Workshop has asked the Obama campaign to take down a new TV ad that features Big Bird in a satirical spot that mocks Mitt Romney for calling an end to PBS subsidies. And Sesame Street said, look, we're a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. We don't want to endorse candidates. We don't want to be in political campaigns. We haven't approved campaign ads. And it's our practice that, you know, we don't do this. So take the ads down. Take the ads down. Romney just set off a frenzy when he said at last week's debate that he wanted to stop the subsidy to PBS, even though he liked Big Bird. And that, what a crack that turned out to be. Saturday Night Live included a Big Bird bit. The line flew out all over Twitter. Obama has been mocking Romney for the last line in his post-debate speeches. And the Obama campaign released a voiceover warning Romney of anti-Big Bird agendas. So, in fact, this is what it says. I'll tell you. It says, Big Yellow, a menace to our economy. Mitt Romney knows it's not Wall Street you have to worry about. It's Sesame Street. That's what the voiceover says. Mitt Romney taking on our enemies no matter where they nest. You got to say, it's pretty clever. Here's the thing. We can talk about being clever, but the reality is people are hurting. People are struggling for work. Incomes are falling apart. Gas prices are up, up, up. You know, we need something different. We need something serious here to happen to right the ship for a lot of people in our neighborhoods, a lot of our neighbors, a lot of us feeling that same pinch. If you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
There are buses around the corner that can get you there and back. So don't wait. Do not delay. Go vote today. What do you think? All right, Buckeyes, we need you. This past Friday, we found out that the unemployment rate had fallen from a high of 10% down to 7.8%, the lowest level since I took office. Manufacturing is coming back to America. Home values are back on the rise.
Obama says we're turning a corner. What do you say? This is the rallying cry for the president to try to get four more years. Such a mixed bag out there. Some of you listening to me, I'm sure, and please call. I always say I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, or not really caring to be labeled anything, just an American who wants to get a fair shake. Light the lines up. Let me know your thoughts. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All the showmanship and politics aside, the person who occupies the executive branch definitely has some sway on what happens in our lives, like the legislative branch, like the judicial branch. The brilliance of our forefathers is the fact that we have supposedly a balance of power, which is why the three branches were created in the first place. So that would happen. But it's very significant who sits in there. The power of the veto, the executive order, some of the things that a president can do. You got the former secretary, labor secretary under George W. Bush, Elaine Cho, saying that President Obama has failed massively when it comes to jobs. She says it's not one policy. She did a TV interview that I happened to see. She said it's a whole bunch of anti-employer policies that have created this situation. Unemployment, we know the number came out last week, 7.8% in September, but how much of the workforce has dropped out? She's saying, as we say here, that it would be much higher, 11%, and in some cases 14%, I've heard even higher for the millennials, that it's a much higher number that we're talking about. And you know, as you crunch the numbers, and you can manipulate numbers however you want to, the bottom line is, without a doubt, people are out there looking, scrumming things together, trying to figure out what they're going to do because their companies are going in a different direction, or they lost their job, or a myriad of things have happened to them. Obama says Romney is in outer space when he talks about cuts.
Governor Romney wants to let Wall Street run wild again, but he's going to bring down the hammer on Sesame Street. Look, that is not leadership. That's salesmanship.
All right, leadership. What is it you want in a leader? What would be the three qualities you would say matter the most for you in a president? I'll tell you, number one would be decisiveness. I think part of the problem of the Obama administration for me is the fact that they announced they're going to be transparent, and then they're anything but transparent. And when you're president, no matter what, I think you really have to put all the pettiness and shenanigans aside and not really worry about what people are saying out there, because you have so much to do, it's not even humanly possible at times. So you take that out of the equation. And for Obama, that's unfortunately been, for him, it's been one of his Achilles heels. Jobs, the economy, that's the other. Yes, you can't wave a magic wand, but you can certainly try to push to do the most innovative cutting things you can, like push to have the corporate tax cut down to bring back many of the corporations that were employing people to the United States. Why we want to lose, rather, any of our outsourcing stuff? Why do we want to outsource stuff in the United States? Why we do that and don't lower the corporate tax, I don't get it. Because are we going to feel it? Do you think corporations don't have lawyers that find millions of loopholes? Why do we care if the corporate tax is less? In the end, if there are some of those things that are offshore, if they come back to the United States, guess what that does? That creates more jobs. Creates more jobs. The upcoming debate between Joe Biden and Paul Ryan is pretty interesting, I would say. What handicappers are talking about is Joe Biden's been told not to put his mouth in his foot. Biden did a television interview on NBC's Meet the Press. You know when that was? I read something about that. It was the last interview he did. May 6th. And in the interview, if you remember, Biden jumped ahead of gay marriage before the president had changed his spot. And then, a couple of days after that, the president said that he was supporting gay marriage, and there was something that got lost in the sauce there. So Paul Ryan has done almost 200 interviews, 153 of them on TV, 29 national and 124 local or regional. So what a difference that makes. You would think that gives an edge in a way to Paul Ryan, because he's been answering questions and jumping around and having to wing it and talk about a lot of different things. So I would say that would bode well for a debate situation, because he's much more in the thick of things. However, Biden is no slouch, like it or not, with his vast experience in the legislative body of our country, and then popping into his role as VP, he can certainly handle his own, so maybe he'll deflect some of the Ryan stuff. It may be a draw. In the end, we want to see fireworks. We might not get fireworks. We might be disappointed. Like those people who sat on the beach on 4th of July and no fireworks went off, we might be seeing that when we tune in to watch the vice presidential debates from Kentucky. It might not be, we might not be seeing a lot of firing going on. It might end up just being a draw in the end. But it's interesting what the former labor secretary said, 14.7%, and I would argue that it's probably even much higher than that. Now, check this out. You know, we always want to look into our crystal balls and who's going to win and what are we saying about that. But Rasmussen is saying that 55% believe Obama will win the election. 55%. And what the common thread is, certainly among Democrats who are willing to admit it, they think that Obama wins this. That's a pretty big number. 87% of likely Democratic voters surveyed said Obama is likely to win versus 67% of Republican voters who feel that Romney is the guy. You know, here's the thing that will be interesting is when it's all said and done, what those numbers are actually going to say in the end on the day after Election Day. Quickly, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan, you have the floor.
Okay, this half-wit, half-breed, half-ass does not stand a chance. He's going down.
So you think so?
This country does not want this guy. And remember, I told you about 4 weeks ago,
yeah,
when we had all those polls where Obama was ahead, 18 points, 11 points, blah, 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 clear across the United States. I told you at the time, I said, this is not true. You're going to see at the time of the election that the polls will tighten up, and when it does, Romney will be in the lead. And you went, well, we'll see, dear. And I told you then that's what was going to happen. Here we are, right? Midnight.
Well, yes, we're seeing a big swing. I think it's significant. I said that because the debate has had an effect on these polls. What happened in that debate was big.
Okay, now here's something that Romney wants to do. He wants to stop the double taxation of the money that's overseas.
Yes.
Bring it back over here,
yeah,
and allow the companies to put that money to work. That's going to produce jobs like a rabbit farm on sex drugs, on Viagra. I'm telling you.
Okay? I like that.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And he's going to stop the overregulation. Obama has just overregulated us. Everything this man has invested our money in has failed. The battery company that he spent $150 million of our money,
yeah,
just went down the tubes, and they're having to lay people off, and they haven't produced one battery. And the great experiment with electric cars, they had to stop production of them because nobody's buying them except the federal government with our money again. Everything this man has done is with our money. From the bailout of General Motors to all these purchases of these other companies.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, this guy is going to get the worst ass kicking since Jimmy Carter.
Oh, all right. Dan, he's right. He's taking that hard right. But he's absolutely dead on when he talks about the corporate tax and the regulation. It's a killer. It has stymied growth, without a doubt, for all of you who are looking for jobs. Stay with us. We're kicking a can down the road.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America Tonight. So good to be back on U.S. soil. By the way, check out our photos from Ireland. I actually kissed the Blarney Stone, turned upside down. Who knew? I didn't know you had to climb all the way up the castle and do that, and they had to hold on to you. It was a crazy thing, but if you look on the website, americatonight.net, you'll see it. I bet he never kissed the Blarney Stone. Fabulous attorney out of Dallas, Jim Growl, joins us now. I thought it'd be interesting to kick around. How do you even pick the right attorney for you with all the jokes out there? When it comes down to it, boy, you need representation. That's when people panic because they don't know where to turn. They're asking their cousins. They're asking their neighbors. It's crazy. Hey, Jim, first of all, have you ever kissed the Blarney Stone?
Hey, not yet, but that's a goal.
It's on your bucket list.
It's on my bucket list.
All right, I like that. So, Jim, you're in the game, but you see this, you know this, that people don't know where to turn when they really haven't used attorneys. You know, if you work in a company and there's somebody that you always go to and you just kind of grow with the person, then there's someone you know, you have counsel, you know who to go to, or your family you had somebody, you know who that is. But there are a lot of people, a sea of people who have no idea about how to select an attorney. And as one, as somebody who's in the business, what would you say the first thing is that you should really do?
Well, if you know, as I was thinking about this and thinking about all the different options that people have, look at you, if you're inundated with, this is what you get to choose from. You've got advertisements on TV. You've got joint advertising groups where you got the 800 call-in numbers. You got public interest groups, nonprofit organizations, and they'll give you information. There's client attorney matching services. There's free legal aid agencies. There's dispute resolution programs. There's prepaid legal services plans. There's your local bar, your state bar. And so if I haven't confused you enough, Kate, my point is, you know, if you're starting to look, this is everything you've got. But what I would say is this. The tried and true measure, the best thing that still is going, is word of mouth. All right? And even though you may not you know, have a lawyer in the family or a cousin who's a lawyer, ask. Because it's been my personal experience. I've been doing this now for 26 years. You know, you can have a lot of different things out there for people that you can catch their attention. But it's word of mouth. And so the first thing to do is ask coworkers, ask friends, and chances are they may not have someone that they know that maybe handled the problem you have, but they'll have come in contact with a lawyer that they liked and a lawyer that they trusted. And then the next step is for that client, potential client, consumer, to go meet with that lawyer and have the hope and confidence in that that lawyer will take the information, listen to you, and say, look, that's not what I do. But let me refer you to a lawyer that I trust, that I think can handle your particular problem.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the first step.
And good attorneys do that because you know you're going to get referral business. So you're not just trying to grab up everything that comes in the door. If it's not what you do, you push it on. Isn't that true?
Well, that is true. You know, all lawyer jokes aside, and you know, the fact of the matter is there are so many excellent lawyers out there that will take the time to care and listen and then refer you to where it is. And we get a lot of referrals that way from lawyers that will listen to the problem and say, look, I don't do that, but he does or she does. And that'll happen. And the client and the consumer has to have the confidence that that'll work. And it does work. And it works very effectively. So that's the best, in my mind, that's the place to start is ask your friends, ask your coworkers. Now, if that just doesn't render any help and that comes up blank, then you know every state has a state bar website, you know, and everybody can get on the internet and look at the state bar website, and they're very helpful. A lot of great information, board specializations that you can go to, those areas, and client referral services, and they're very helpful. Also, the local bar associations. I'm from Dallas, and I know Dallas is a particularly very good local bar association if you call and have questions. And so I think word of mouth and then getting on your state bar and local bar, I think that's those are the first areas that I would recommend that someone would do.
Yeah, and trying to find somebody that's good, are there red flags to look for in those conversations you might initially have where you say, oh, boy, I know that this guy came or this woman came heavily recommended, but this just isn't for me. Are there things that you could, if I'm sitting in the chair, we're having the conversation, are there things that could maybe send up those red flags?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, if you're the consumer, first of all, you know, you come to the point where you've decided that, well, I have a need for a lawyer, and now I've asked around and I've got the name of a lawyer. Now it's time to make the call. So if you know, it's not just a one-way deal here. You know, obviously the lawyer may not know you're going to call, but you gather up your information, all of your data, all of the information, and you come in, you call the lawyer, you make an appointment, and you have to look at that lawyer, you know, face to face and work through the process. But yeah, the red flags. I mean, you've got to ask questions. You've got to find out what the fees are going to be. You know, it's a two-way street, Kate, in the sense that the client has to outline what his expectations are and what his problems are, and the lawyer has to respond accordingly in an appropriate way. And here's how I can meet your expectations, or here's where, honestly, where I think you're wrong. And this is what the law allows. So, yeah, you know, the client really does have to come in with his or her eyes wide open and wait and really work through the good process of listening.
Yeah, and there's the thing is sometimes with, and you know this, Jim, sometimes you trip onto a big case that's not necessarily obvious, and then if that's the case, there are certain times when the lawyer will take it on a contingency basis, right?
That's exactly right. The clients need to be aware when they come in, and they should ask these questions. Because they may, certainly if they've never done it before and they're not familiar, they're not going to understand what the fee arrangements can be. And the fee arrangement can vary. You know, a lawyer can take it on an hourly basis. A lawyer can handle it on a fixed fee basis.
Mm.
They can ask for a retainer fee. Clients should expect that a lawyer says, well, you know, I'll take your case and I'll handle it, but how do I know you're going to pay me? How do I know you're good for it? So I want a retainer fee. Clients should understand and ask about that. Some states, there are statutes that dictate what the fee can be. And then, of course, we've all heard about the contingency fee that you mentioned. And that makes a lot of people, especially on personal injury cases and some particular commercial business cases, interested because they think, well, the lawyer's not going to get any money unless he wins. And so that's particularly good for me. And that can be. And that's a good way for a lot of cases to be handled for the particular client.
Right.
Now, clients should understand, though, that with respect to a contingency fee, there's more than just a percentage that you're going to pay the lawyer if he or she wins the case. There are also costs and expenses that go on top of that, court costs and expenses that go on top of that as well. And some lawyers say, well, look, I'll handle your case for X percent up to this point, but if it goes beyond this point, then I'll want a higher percentage. And clients should always ask questions about that, too, to make sure that that's really easily and well spelled out so they know exactly what they're getting into.
And all cases are different. You know, this is a thing. It's kind of like Major League Baseball. It can be a marathon, not necessarily a sprint. I think there's some confusion with that where people assume, you know, like you were talking about prepaid legal services, that they think bada bing, that's it. You file, you're in, you go to trial if you have to, if you can't settle, and then we're done. But there is no timeline, is there, for justice? It can turn slow, right, Jim?
It can turn real slow. And that's part of that initial process and meeting, I think, that's so important. You know, once the client, you know, gets all the information and makes the call and sits down with the lawyer, it's sort of like the old Frasier episode. You know, he got on every night and his moniker was, I'm listening. You know, the lawyer's got to listen. The client's got to listen. And then at that point, there has to be an honest evaluation. And I think that's part of the top of my checklist for best practices is an honest evaluation. Client has to understand that you can come in and say, well, look, my case seems pretty simple, and it seems very straightforward to me. So don't you think we could get this wrapped up in a matter of months? Well, sometimes that can happen, and everybody's happy, right?
Right.
But more often than not, that's not the case. And clients have to understand, and I've practiced in a number of jurisdictions, so I know it's really no different. It moves, as you say, real slow. Judges have their own schedule. There's a lot of cases on the docket. Lawyer schedules have to be, involved. Witness schedules have to be involved. And pretty soon, the next thing you know, it's been a year, and you have your first trial setting. And then you go, and there's about 9 cases in front of you on the docket because they're older cases than yours. And so you don't get reached. And so frustration can build. So it's just all part of that process where everybody has to understand from the very beginning, you know, that this could take a while. And that has to factor into decisions, too, ultimately, and what people decide to do with their cases.
Yeah. Jim Grau, great advice. I hope that helped a lot of you out there. I think it's interesting because there is so much information, as Jim was saying in the beginning, the things that you look at, the things that you see, and it's word of mouth. I mean, he hit the nail on the head. Jim, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, Kay, glad to be on. Thanks for having me. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
That the State Department had 230 security incidents, is what they're calling them, in Libya in the year before September's deadly attack that took the lives of four Americans, including the ambassador, Ambassador Stevens. But they kept giving the impression that, oh, it's all safe there. Give me a break. Come on. Talk about the highway to hell. That's what it was there. So it was artificially showing that, yeah, things are okay. Things are getting better. Not that the people who were there, the diplomats, didn't realize that there was, of course, danger. There was danger there. But the story that keeps on giving is all the confusion over what happened when, and was it that crazy 14-minute rambling nonsense of the Prophet Muhammad film that set off this attack? The answer is no. What's very sad to me is, put everything else aside, but you look at the pictures of what happened there, and man, you just feel for the families whose, husbands, brothers, etc., were there when all that melee broke out, because knowing what the State Department knew, you would think if they were going to skimp on security, it wouldn't have been a place like Libya. That this Benghazi foothold at the consulate doesn't make any sense. Instead of giving this impression that Libya is safer than it was, why wouldn't you ramp up the efforts to keep the people safe who are trying to serve the country and serve the people of Libya, frankly, which is what the ambassador especially was doing. And instead, he's in the middle of this firestorm. And what's happening now, too, is they're talking about testimony that's fueling the flames on the Hill over how the administration handled this whole attack, meaning the security, which to me is the bigger thing, and then the public explanation, which was just all over the map. Oh, we'll say this and then that and then say 10 different things. So you knew that they were scrambling and trying to make it, cover it up and make it sound better than it was. But especially the security thing, that's wrong. Who's in charge at the State Department that they don't look at these reports or they decide, okay, we have to have budget cuts and that's where you're going to cut the budgets? Come on, give me a break. And was the security pulled back before the September 11th hit or after that? Victoria Nuland, who's the spokesperson of the State Department, wouldn't even go into any of that, wouldn't even give any of the timeline details. Doesn't she realize we all want a timeline? For goodness sake, look at Facebook. Give us a timeline of what happened here. But they're just definitely skipping around that. And it's too bad because they had to have known that this, I mean, this is like a murder capital of the Middle East when it comes to explosives and all that kind of stuff. So, of course, the attack on Benghazi had to have been coordinated. There must have been somebody inside. Must have been. In Benghazi. Mm. All right. I always implore you to send your thoughts through the miracle of the internet, snail mail, as it were, at americatonight.net. Click on contact. As I say, bada bing, you are in. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And my first piece of mail comes to us from Eric, who says, wow, these polls are getting very interesting. I agree with you when you say, you know, you can manipulate polls however you want to, but there has to be something in the hocus pocus. Otherwise, why even bother paying for polls? You wouldn't do it. And there's no way any of these political guys would waste their time on looking at trends and polls. There's a reason they do it. They use it as a tool. Kate, you're absolutely 100% right. So to me, Romney leading in swing states, taking the lead in Ohio, pretty close in a lot of the other states, shows that there is some movement. And maybe Romney may just win the election after all. Well, I still say it would shock a lot of people if Romney were to win. Even though a lot of Democrats are giving the impression, Eric, that, yeah, you know, we're concerned. Deep down, I don't think they are concerned. I don't think they believe that Romney can win this, though. There may be some surprises, and it would be a shock, because you have an incumbent president no matter what. Incumbent is the key word. Incumbent, they normally have a much better shot at re-election. It's never a shoo-in. Remember Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. Maybe some of the strategies, though, are paying off for the Romney people. And it's just all about the timing. A lot of this has to center around the economy. So the team of David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs may end up is sweating this one out on election night. I do think it may come down to that sweating it out. the map's kind of interesting. If you look at where Ohio is, if you look at some of those other swing states, it's all about the numbers. At this point, it's numbers, numbers, numbers. Absentee ballots, early voting, all of that counts. That's part of being in the mix, without a doubt. Absolutely. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Jerry Sandusky has minds of many, including this one from Jake in Austin, who says, bravo, you knew for sure he was going to be sentenced to enough time that he would be in jail for the rest of his life. The guy's a scumbag, Kate. Don't sugarcoat it. You usually never do. Pedophiles are terrible individuals, and I hate it when people try to soften it and say that they can be rehabilitated. If you look at the statistics, without a doubt, there is no rehabilitation here. I think they should all be put on a place that you called a long time ago Misfit Island. Wouldn't that be great? The damage to those children that turn into adults and then what happens to those families is irreparable, no matter how many psychiatrists they go and see and no matter what kind of treatment they seek. Well, here's the thing, Jake. I do hope for people who have had something happen to them, like the horrors of Jerry Sandusky, who I believe may have been doing that in his house, because, you know, his wife obviously turned a blind eye to some of the stuff that was happening. How could she not know? And then hearing what's said, and he acts like a victim, makes it even that much more sickening, I believe. But you're never going to get people in this psychiatric world to say that there is no hope. And I hope that for the sake of the people that have been victimized, there is hope that they can live in the moment and find a way to block out as much as possible the things that happen. But there is a break of trust. And I think, as in any relationships or things that happen, the trust is so key. When that goes out the window, it affects your perception of the world and trusting people that you encounter in general. And to have these boys turn into men who go on and have children, and then what that does to those families is just so sad, so sickening. It really is. And to have Sandusky stand there and act as if he's the victim, I mean, that's the saddest part of this whole thing.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.